Hey, welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. This is Jeff Clark coming to you live from Amity High School. We got about 3.5 minutes to go here before starting lineups, where the visiting Bulldogs from Willamina coming in here and trying to knock off the mighty Warriors. Warriors come into this game ranked fourth in the state after a huge win Monday night at Dayton. Hey, by the way, most of our games, the ones that are worth re-listening to, some games not so much, but most of our games that we broadcast, we take an audio recording, we put it up on podbean.com, podbean.com, Podbean. And you can look up Amity Sports on there, or Amity, I think just look up Amity Athletic, Amity Sports, I think. And you should find our feed there, and you can listen to old rebroadcasts. There's a couple of games especially worth listening to, the double overtime win here at home against Horizon Christian, and then the win at the buzzer on the tip-in by Clint Hatch on Monday. Those are both games worth re-listening to, especially the end of those games. And so Willamina comes in here as the 14th-ranked team in the state. They're 12-8. Warriors, as I said, 4th-ranked at 15-4, and have, I think right now in the state of Oregon, before Monday night's game, I would have said Dayton is the cream of the crop, and then there's this group right below them, and then there's Amity trying to get into that group of Cascade Christian, Salem Academy, and Harrisburg, along with, you know, and Amity and Horizon Christian trying to push their way up into that. Well, after the win Monday, Amity showed they can beat anybody, anywhere, anytime, any place, healthy as they want to be. And because Dayton had all their guns, they were at home, they were undefeated, they were 19-0 coming to that game, and the Warriors played them toe-to-toe on their court and ended up getting the win. So I think now you have to at least move Amity up into that second tier. And so I think you're talking Dayton still. One loss does not a season make. But and their whole package, you know, their portfolio of wins this year says that they're still the undisputed number one team, but there's a chink in the armor. There's a crack that can be exploited now, by especially on the psychological side, that they are beatable by another good team, namely the Amity Warriors. So Cascade Christian, Harrisburg, Salem Academy, Horizon Christian all looking at that game and going, hey, you know, if Amity can do it, maybe we can too. Amity, very deep team. Not all. I don't think there's any other 3A team with as much talent, 1 through 8, 1 through 9, as the Warriors have. And other teams drop off when they go to the bench. A lot of times the Warriors get better when we go to our bench. So Monday night was just a huge, huge game from Brandon Wilson playing his best game of his life. Clint Hatch also having a career night. And combined with a normal night from Tevin McShane, his 22 points or so, 24 points. And that was enough to put the Warriors over the top. But it was really a team effort. Dylan Stearns, of course, with a couple of steals late in the fourth quarter of that game, one of them leading to a basket at one end and the other one leading to the eventual final game-winning possession. So tonight, the Willamina Bulldogs come in, and what the Warriors need to do is just go out and play with the exact same kind of intensity and focus and energy that they played with on Monday night. They've got to start treating every opponent the same the rest of the way. Warriors right now sitting at second place in league behind the Dayton Pirates. If you look at the West Valley standings, what you see is Dayton sitting there at 9-1, Amity at 8-2, and barring, you know, a meltdown by Dayton against Horizon, I think they've already beat Horizon twice, actually. I'm not sure who Dayton actually has left. They have West... I know they have Sandingham Christian left, but I don't see Sandingham Christian knocking them off. They have Willamina, Westside Christian, and Sheridan tonight. So not likely that they're going to lose another game here. But the Warriors sitting firmly in second place, 8-2, ahead of Horizon Christian at 6-4. Now, Amity gets a win tonight. They go to Horizon on Friday, and a win there would seal that second place spot, because everybody else would have 5 or more losses in league, and the Warriors would only have 2. So tonight's big, Friday night's huge, and then really what you want to do is go in to that district tournament playing your best basketball. And so finishing strong over these last 4 games, very important for the Warriors. Starting lineups tonight for the Willamina Bulldogs, number 3, A.J. Farmer, a 6-foot senior guard. Ian Bruckner, number 20, a 5'9 junior. Chance Kalawa, the real horse for the team, number 35, a 6'4 sophomore. Haven Collins, number 43, is a 6'2 junior, and Tanner Onstott, number 51, a 6'4 junior. And what they've done is they've gone bigger. Instead of Milton playing in the backcourt to start the game, they've gone to Onstott coming in and adding some length to the floor. So that hoping to do a better job on the boards than they did last time. For the Warriors, it's the regular starting five. It's Wilson, McShane, Stearns, and Hatch. Hatch, of course, the hero Monday night with the tip-in at the buzzer. But it was truly a team effort. All right, folks, we are set to go here. 8 minutes on the clock. It's the first period, and it's time for some Amity Warrior basketball. And they need to come out that same kind of intensity, play with that same locked-in mentality they had on Monday night, and see if they can't do the job early and often here against Willamina. Warriors huddling up on the court. Now coming out. Willamina in their black traveling uniforms with a bright orange stripe down the side. Amity in their white home uniforms with gray and royal trim. All right. Stearns to jump it up. And Farmer steals the tap away. Farmer pulls up, misses the jumper. Weak side rebound to Kalawa. Kalawa gets it out, and Farmer sets things back up. Farmer works the right side now. Working on McShane, man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Farmer still looking for something now. Kicks it out to Onstott. Onstott back to Farmer. Looking inside to Kalawa. He gets it down low against Dillon. Kicks it out, and number 51, Onstott, misses the jumper. Ball's loose. Hatch was fouled. He had the rebound. It's going to be a foul against one of the Bulldogs here. It's going to be on number 43, Haven Collins. Collins hurt the Warriors over there in Willamina. He was able to knock down some jumpers and do some work inside. He's a big kid. He goes about 6'2", but he's solid. Looks like a lineman. And so Warriors have had problems with these big lineups in the past. We're going to get a double dribble called on Brandon Wilson as he starts to penetrate. So he's not really sure where the call came from. He kind of crossed over, and the official said he touched the ball with both hands at the same time. He kind of did a little stutter step crossover real low. All right. Bruckner with the ball out on top to Collins. Collins working on Hatch. Bounce pass to Kalawa on the mid post. Working on Dillon Stearns. Turns, and he's going to get a foul called on Dillon Stearns. Foul's going to be on Dillon Stearns, his first. Kalawa goes to the line to shoot two. Thought that was before the shot, but they're going to give Kalawa two free throws on that anyway. First one is good by Kalawa, and he's got the first point of the game. One more for the big sophomore. Sophomore in grade only. I don't think he's 15 or 16, by the way. That's a different conversation for a different time. He hits a pair of them. He's a good athlete, good basketball player. Wilson penetrates in, pulls up at the foul line, misses badly on that one. And the rebound pulled out of there by Onstott. Onstott gets it to Bruckner. Bruckner ahead to Kalawa on the left angle, extended. Stearns on him. Kalawa drives right hand, pushes off, gets away with it. Stearns goes tumbling. Kalawa picks up his dribble. Warriors still man-to-man defense. Kalawa out on the left wing, drives baseline, goes up into Stearns. Blocked by Hatch. And Wilson comes out of there with the ball. Nice job by Clint to stay vertical. Dillon Stearns puts up about a 28-footer, no good. Dev McShane can't get the rebound. Farmer had it, stolen by Wilson. Wilson goes baseline, left side, tries to leave it, and he does for Dillon. Stearns gets it to his brother. Derek takes it in. He's going to draw a blocking foul on Kalawa. Nice, aggressive take by Derek Stearns. Dillon got him the ball, and Derek was headed back on defense originally. Now he comes running back down the floor. Dillon gets him the ball. Derek penetrates from almost the three-point line down the right side. Warriors inbound the ball. Dillon Stearns out top. Gets it to McShane in the corner. Fakes the three. Now he drives. Gets in the lane. Lays it up and in. Nice take by Devin McShane. And the game's tied at 2. 2 minutes gone already. Been a little ragged start here for both teams. Farmer, McShane up tight on him at the Warrior head. They lob it inside. Hatch tips it out of bounds. Tried to get it into Collins. Hatch with a good half-around defense there and able to knock the ball away. Bruckner's going to inbound right side of the key about 8 feet or so on the baseline. Looking for somebody. Nothing there. Finally, bounce pass into Farmer. Farmer goes baseline, tries to dump it into Onstott. He throws up a wild shot over the top of the backboard. Thought he was fouled. No call. Good job by the Warriors to stay vertical inside. This is a physical team. They're going to try to pound the ball in on you. You got to stay positionally very solid defensively so you don't pick up cheap fouls. So far, so good for the Warriors. Wilson, right angle to Dillon. Dillon starts to drive, backs it out. Now bounce pass over to Derek. Derek back out on top to Devin. McShane starts to drive, back out to Wilson. Wilson, little weave action there, loses the ball off his leg as he starts to drive. Bruckner gets the steal. Brandon not off to nearly as good a start as he was at Dayton. Kalawa drives right side, throws the ball down to Onsott on the left post, and he is tied up by Devin McShane. Good job by Devin to get his hands in there and tie that up. Alternating possession goes to the Warriors. Kalawa got himself in a little deep there, picked up his dribble, didn't have a good shot angle, and ended up getting tied up. Warriors basketball. Wilson gets it across the timeline. Goes right corner to Dillon. Dillon starts to drive, pulls up, angle two, and knocks it down from about 15 feet. That's a good sign to see Dillon get that mid-range game going. We don't want to see him do or die just from the three-point range. I love seeing him abuse the respect that they give the three-point shot, but the pump fake and the drive taking the mid-range jumper. Farmer, left corner, now dribbles it out, gets it to Claw on top. And we're going to have a foul on Derek Stearns as Stearns reached in as Kalawa started to drive. It's going to be Derek's first foul. Coach Nelson talking with Derek, saying, why are you coming out that far? Go ahead and give him that three-pointer. Don't come out beyond that three-point line. Then you won't get beat off the dribble so easily. Bruckner to Farmer. Farmer will set up the offense. I think Farmer, the best basketball player on this Willamina team. He's a heady player. Any team would do well to have him. There's a little hesitation. He goes baseline. Got Clint to bite on the little head fake, and Farmer takes it all the way in and scores his first basket of the game. 4-4 game. McShane, step back three-pointer. Wouldn't stay in. Dillon Stearns with the rebound. Puts it up. Won't stay. Hatch banging. Should have it over the back call. There is none. They're going to say it is black basketball. Going to go to Willamina. Wow. That one was two-thirds of the way in before it popped back out. Farmer at the point. Halfway through the first quarter, 4-4 game. This is a typical Willamina game. Farmer pulls up, misses the three. Hatch strong with the rebound. Just requires an entirely different offensive and defensive mentality than playing Dayton. It's a bounce pass intended for Hatch. Led him a little too far and knocked away. Farmer takes the pass up the left sideline. Wilson cuts him off. Warriors maybe with a little hangover from that Dayton game. I know that's what everybody's afraid of when you have a big win like that, that you're not going to come out quite as sharp. Farmer, left angle, goes to Kalawa in the mid post on the baseline. Stolen away by Wilson. Kalawa put the ball on the floor. Didn't see Wilson drop down off of Farmer. Kalawa's got a kind of a one-track mind. Wilson takes it all the way to the basket and scores. I was going to say, Kalawa kind of gets a one-track mind going there as he kind of gets locked into doing one thing and doesn't realize what's going on around him. They go to Kalawa. Kalawa puts up a three from the left angle, hits it. Just like that. Chance Kalawa has 5 points. And it's a 7-6 Willamina lead. 3 minutes to go. Derek Stearns turns around, misses the three in the right corner, and Farmer gets the rebound. Derek can hit that shot. He doesn't take it very often, but he has a nice stroke from the perimeter. Farmer hesitation drives into McShane, and they're going to get a blocking call on McShane. I don't know. That was a lot of contact initiated by the offensive player. McShane maintained his verticality, but he's going to get the call. His first foul, third team foul on the Warriors. 2:59 has 7. Warriors need to come up with an answer for him. Dillon Stearns starts to drive. We've got a foul down low. I think it's going to be on Kalawa battling for position. That's the real weakness in his game. That's his second. The real weakness in his game is that he's overly physical. Now, he's a beast of a kid. I don't think he's 6'4". I think he's closer to about 6'2.5", 6'3". But he's just a solid kid, real good athlete. And he just got a little too physical down there, so he's got two fouls. He's sitting on the bench, and he's by far their best offensive player. Wilson to inbound. Warriors down 10-9, 2:33 to go in the first quarter. Wilson gets a five-second call. Nobody cut away from the basket to provide a place for him to throw. Too many guys diving towards the basket on that one. Nobody got separation to give him an outlet. He gets a five-second call. 2:33, first quarter. Warriors down one. Willamina basketball. I'm not sure what we're waiting for here. these officials are not keeping the game flowing as well as you'd like. They're taking a little too long each time the ball's out of bounds. Bruckner, left angle to number five. That's Milton into the game. Milton, a good athlete, plays quarterback for their team, for their football team. Milton picks up his dribble, finally gets it to Farmer. Farmer starts to drive, cut off by Jaeger on the help defense. McShane back to Farmer now. In the corner, Collins back out to Farmer, fakes the three at the Warrior head. Now starts to work his way in, kicks it to Milton. Milton drives, gets into the lane, throws up a tough shot. Hatch with a strong rebound. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson looking up, goes right side. Dylan Stearns, three-pointer from there. Good! Dylan Stearns. And you got to like that. There's a quick timeout taken by head coach Cliff Tony from Willamina. That's what he's afraid of right there. He does not want to get in an up-and-down game with the Warriors. And at one end, he gets a missed shot, a rebound by Clint Hatch. They push it out, and Brandon Wilson with an excellent read, getting the ball to Dylan Stearns. Never looked at him until he actually passed the ball to him. Defense never saw it coming. Hey, contact Tim Harza at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own, no matter what it looks like. To help protect what matters most, call Tim Harzma at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. And if you're hungry for some great barbecue and you love that mouth-watering, slow-smoked flavor, you need to get yourself to Uncle Jack's Barbecue on Highway 99 in Amity. Janelle makes sure that every bite is absolutely delectable. So whether it's ribs, burgers, or brisket, stop by for lunch or dinner Monday through Saturday. And don't forget, full-service catering available for those special events. Uncle Jack's, it's dadgum good. Minute 50 to go here in the first quarter. 12-10 Warriors with the lead on that three-pointer by Dylan Stearns. Stearns with five in the game so far. Farmer, Stearns on him. Warriors in a zone now. 3-2 zone. Farmer in the left corner dumps it down low, and there's a reach over on Jaeger going right over his back and trying to knock the ball away from Onstott. Picks up the cheap foul. First foul on Kodiak Jaeger. It'll be ball out of bounds for Willamina, left side of the key on the baseline. Get the ball into Farmer. He takes a three from the right side and buries it. Nice little inbound play there. Get Farmer open on the right wing, and he didn't hesitate. Wilson, Stearns. Stearns for three. That one's good, too. Ring it up for Dylan Stearns. He's two out of two from three-point range. And the Warriors lead 15-13. Minute 15 to go, first quarter. Milton goes in the high post to Collins. Back to Milton at the top of the key. He's cut off there. Gets it back into Milton. Might have got steps. Misses the shot. High for the rebound. The ball's tipped out of bounds off of Onstott as he and Jaeger battle for the rebound. Warriors basketball, minute three to go, first quarter. Two-point lead for the Amity. Wilson played all 32 minutes on Monday. Gets the ball out to Dylan. Stearns starts to drive. Gets a pump. No call. Gets it to McShane. McShane penetrates. Hands off to Hatch, and he lays it up and in. Nice little shovel pass to Clint Hatch. McShane drew the defense and then just handed it off to Hatch for the easy lay-in. Hatch's first two of the game. Milton down in the corner to Farmer. Farmer with Jaeger's long arms in his way of shooting. Kicks it back out to Milton. Milton right angle. Bruckner goes inside. Collins misses the short jumper. Jaeger with the rebound. Gets it to Wilson. Wilson's going to take it all the way to the rack and scores. Nobody picked him up. Nobody stopped him. Until he had made the basket. 7 points for Brandon Wilson. 19-13 Warriors. The Warriors fast break offense on fine display here in the first quarter. Farmer gets a screen, pulls up from 22 feet. That one's short. Long rebound. McShane gets it. He pulls.
Hello, everybody. I wanted to come on the radio again and keep spreading the word on Fastenal's backhaul program.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, star will do the same for you.
You have a doctor, a dentist, and maybe even a massage therapist, but do you know where to tow your car after an accident? Tell the tow truck driver, take it to J&W Car Star, then relax. We'll take it from there.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Hey, whether you're starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met. 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. All right, fans, welcome back. Start of the second quarter, Warriors leading by six, 19-13. Kalawa back in the game. It all went downhill for Willamina when he went out. He's a force at both ends of the floor. Milton on the left wing gets it to a popping out, number 21, that's Vanasek. He goes to the right corner. Now they dump it underneath the Farmer. He's got nowhere to go. He gets it back to Vanasek, and he lays it up and in. Had a little confusion there by the Warriors. Nobody had Vanasek, and they double-team Farmer. Wilson all the way to the basket and misses the layup. And the ball is going to be Willamette basketball out of bounds. Wilson got all the way to the rack, got hit, no call. Not a bad take by Brandon. He's gotten to the rim three times in this game already, and he got there again, got hit, but officials didn't see it. Milton on the right wing, dumps it into Kalawa on the mid post on the wing. Now he starts backing his way down, turns up and under. No good. I think Jaeger got a piece of that one. Wilson comes out of there with the ball. Good defense by Kodiak. There's a throw ahead to Hatch. Hatch, pump fake, up and under. Lays it in. Glenn Hatch with the bucket. He gave the pump fake. Watched Kalawa fly by and then laid it in. 21-15 Warriors, 7:03 to go second quarter. Milton on the right wing. Out to Kalawa, top of the key. Kalawa now swings it. They get it all the way to Farmer on the left side. Farmer into Kalawa on the low post. Spins back to his left side and puts it in. He's got some very fundamentally sound post moves down there. 21-17 Warriors. McShane, little penetration, gets to the foul line to Jaeger. Jaeger, little floater, lays it up and in. Nice job. Kodiak just taking what the defense gave him. Willamina is a physical team, but if you move the ball and you get people driving and kicking and driving and kicking, they're not going to recover well. They don't have the athleticism to do that. Milton, high post to Kalawa, now pops out top of the key right side. Swings it over to Bruckner. Bruckner looking for a cutter. Hits Kalawa on that left post, mid post area. He's doubled. It goes back out to Bruckner. Warriors are going to double him every time that ball goes in there whenever they can. Farmer working on McShane. Steps back. One of the three doesn't take it. Gets it back out to Vanasek, who gets it to Farmer. 6 minutes to go, second quarter. Warriors up six. Milton by the Warrior head, dumps it into Kalawa. He turns, no basket. Foul before the shot attempt. Kalawa working hard down there. He's a physical specimen, banging down there, and he needs to come out. He's just not in good enough shape for how hard he plays. It's going to be a second foul on Kodiak Jaeger. Bruckner gets it in to Milton. Milton out on top to Farmer. Kalawa asked for a sub. His coach ignored him. There's no sub coming to the scorer's table. Vanasek swings it to Farmer, left angle. Looks down to Kalawa. Kalawa on the left block, back and down. Turns back to the left hand. No good. Ball's loose. And Kalawa just knocking people out of the way as he goes for the ball. And it's going to be Willamette basketball. Now they get a couple of subs in there. Collins going to come back in as well as Nick Colton, a 6'1 sophomore. Kalawa and Farmer go out. The Warriors have a chance to make some hay here. 5:36 to go, 6-point game. Warriors shouldn't give up any easy baskets here. The Warrior boys will tell you this is the most physical team they play all year. Stearns and Wilson out as White and Nelson come in. Wilson goes out with 7 points. Stearns also, Stearns with 8 points. So that's been the offense. So somebody else is going to have to step up here. Bruckner looking to get it in. Can't do it. Can't do it. Finally gets it into Vanasek. Vanasek out on top. Warriors in man-to-man defense now. Vanasek to Bruckner. Bruckner now on top to Vanasek. Vanasek swings it right side to Milton. Quick trigger three. No good. Ball is loose. Hatch saves it back in to White. White ahead to McShane. McShane sees an opening. Takes it in. And he's going to go to the line. Devin McShane will shoot two. Good drive. He saw the defense giving him the lane. And, you know, once you're halfway down that lane, you're not usually going to get a charge called on you. Hard for the defense to slide over once you get to that point. Hatch tying his shoe. We wait for that, and the officials stop the game while he gets that shoe taken care of. 5:15 to go, second quarter. Warriors up six and a chance for McShane to add to that. First one is good. Clint Hatch going to break as Derek Stearns comes back into the game. Second one, short. Ball tipped around, tipped around, tipped around. And finally, Colton comes out of there with it. McShane with a missed free throw. Rare one for him. Warriors up 7, 5:06 to go. Bruckner kicks it out on top to Collins. Collins swings it to Milton. Milton down low to Vanacek, working on Jaeger. Nothing there. Back out on top to Colton. Colton now over to, they get it on top to Vanacek at the top of the key. He swings it left over to Colton. Now they go inside, back out. There's going to be a three-point attempt by Milton. No good. McShane with the rebound. McShane ahead to White on the right side. White hesitates, starts to drive, backs out. Now goes left corner to Nelson. Nelson, low post to Jaeger. He steps out, takes the mid-range. No good. Derek Stearns, weak side rebound, takes it back up, and it won't stay. Tipped a couple of times, and finally chased down by Bruckner out in the right corner. Bruckner ahead to Vanacek. Vanacek picks up his dribble. Warriors close out well. Gets it out to Bruckner. Bruckner, White on him. Starts to drive. Kicks it out to Collins. Collins. Collins to Colton. Vanacek with a little dribble drive back over to Bruckner. Milton with the ball. Starts to drive baseline. Backs out. Hits Collins. Willemina very patient on the offensive end. They don't have their two best offensive players in there right now, so they're really taking their time. Collins makes a post move, gets in too deep, kicks it back out to Milton. Hesitation, dribble drive there now, left corner to Colton. Colton goes baseline, leaves the bounce pass for Collins. Collins lowers his shoulder. If somebody had flopped there, they probably could have drawn a foul because he had the shoulder down when he made contact. Warriors up 5, 3:26 to go. McShane comes around the top, goes right corner to Nelson. Nelson pulls up from 10 feet on the baseline and knocks it down. Jason Nelson, his first basket of the game. It's 26-19 Warriors with 3:14 to go here in the second quarter. Since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online to www.firstfedweb.com to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Willamette basketball, Warriors up 26-19, 3:14 to go, second quarter, 5 team fouls on both teams. Farmer back in, Kalawa still on the bench. Warriors now to 1-2-2 press, not 1-3-1 press, take that back. They break it, Milton in the corner to Collins. Collins wants to drive, double team down there, stepping through, nothing there, finally throws it out to Farmer. Good catch there by Farmer to bring it in. Farmer goes to Milton, left corner. There's a drive on the baseline, and there's a foul on Sam White as Colton took him to the baseline. Sixth team foul on the Warriors. Colton to inbound, left side of the key on the baseline. Warriors still in man. Farmer now out top, fakes the three. Wants to drive, pulls up from the foul line, and it rims in. Nice soft touch there by Farmer. Farmer with 8 points in the game. Warriors up 5. Nelson looks at the three. He's going to go ahead and take it. That's short and to the right. And nobody can chase it down in the corner. It's going to be Bulldog basketball. Coach Nelson getting on his son that don't hesitate. If you're going to shoot it, shoot the ball in rhythm. Nothing worse for a shooter than to stop, think about it, and then try to get your rhythm back. Warriors still in this 1-2. It's a kind of a 1-2-1-1, a diamond and one press, if you will. They break that, get it across. Farmer pulls up. Foul line blocked, blocked by White from behind. Nelson gets the rebound. Throws it ahead to McShane. McShane lays it up and in. No dribbles. You got to love that kind of fast break. That was a no-dribble fast break. Outstanding job by the Warriors. There's a steal by Nelson on the trap. Nelson going to take it all the way in. Lays it up and in. Jason Nelson providing a nice spark now. He got the assist. Now he gets the steal in the basket. Stuffing that stat sheet here in the second quarter. There's another tip, but they get it to Vanacek. Vanacek to Farmer. Farmer pulls up for three. No good. Nelson high for the rebound. Had it. Collins knocks him to the floor and gets the ball knocked loose. Farmer goes down low to Onstott. Onstott puts it on the floor, leans in and and lays it up and in over Stearns. It's just so strong down there. White, a little hesitation dribble, gets to the rim. Wild shot with the left hand, and the rebound by Onstott. Onstott gets the ball in the hands of Farmer there. Minute 20 to go, second quarter. Warriors up 30-23. Had a chance to do some damage there. Couldn't finish it off, and now White's going to pick up another foul as Colton rips through and tries to go left. Sam out of position, had his hands out, got him caught up in Colton's hands. So Colton will go to the line to shoot one and one, as that's the seventh team foul on the Warriors. 1:16 left here in the first half. Warriors up seven. Colton with a chance to cut into that. Haven't seen Kalawa again since he went out tired early in the second quarter. Free throw. Terrible looking free throw. And then they're going to get Onstott with a push. Colton, that ball never got above the rim. Not sure what happened there. And Collins gets a pushing foul, or Onstott gets a pushing foul. It's always going to be a physical game. If you remember the old Detroit Pistons in the late 80s, they were so physical that the officials sometimes just got tired of calling the whistle, I think. It's a pass down low. Stearns puts the ball on the floor and just loses it to Collins. Farmer penetrates in, pulls up foul line, gets it to Collins. Collins on the baseline to Onstott, short jumper, buries it. Tanner Onstott, 6'4 junior with 4 points. Back to a five-point game, 45 seconds to go in the first half. White, penetration, bounce pass to Stearns, comes up short on the shot. Whistle was late. They got Onstott for the bump down low. Probably the right call, just why is the whistle so late is the question. When you get the late whistle, then you get the fans on you. And it's really up to the officials. Part of being in control of a game as an official is to make sure that you're calling things as soon as they happen. You don't have that delay. You don't have that seeming indecision. And that indecision leads to fans and players and coaches getting agitated and irritated because, you know, it just seems like the officials are unsure of themselves. Stearns misses the first one. He'll have one more. This one is perfect. So Derek makes it back to a six-point game, 40 seconds to go. Warriors in some sort of a press right now. Looks like a diamond and one again. White almost had the steal. Now he does get the steal. Takes it in strong, draws the foul. Oh, and the basket wouldn't go. He had the ball up there. He gave it a chance. Good steal. Good steal by Sam White. Going to go to the line to shoot two. I'm not sure. Defensively, in a man-to-man situation, Sam is a great defender. But when we go to a press, any kind of a zone press, he seems to elevate the defense when he's out there. Second one is good also. So he hits a pair, and it's 33-25. 31 seconds left. Subs are coming and going here. Vanasek out. So it's Colton, Collins, Farmer, Milton, and Bruckner in the game. There's a kickball by Nelson. It's going to be Willamina ball down at the end of the Willamina bench. They're going left to right here, and so they're way down to my left. They get it into Bruckner. Bruckner to Farmer. Farmer pushes it up the left side. He gets cut off after he crosses half court. Doubled there. Gets it in the corner to Colton. Colton starts to drive. Bounce pass to Collins. Back out to Bruckner for three. Hits it. That hurts. Good ball movement by the Bulldogs. At the other end, Dylan Stearns is fouled as he drives. That'll be the ninth team foul against Willamina, and that'll put Dylan Stearns on the line to shoot one and one. 6 seconds left in the second quarter. Warriors with a five-point lead. They had it as high as eight. Now it's back to six as Dylan hits the first of two. Collins out. Number 31, Toby English, a 6-foot shooting guard. And when I say shooting guard, I've only seen him play garbage minutes, but he has not hesitated at all to shoot the basketball. And that's why he's in there. Dylan gets a pair. It's back to a 7-point lead. Farmer pushes up, got away with the travel. His shot blocked. They're going to call a foul with 3/10 of a second. That was a terrible call. That was a good block by Kodiak Yeager. Bails out the shooter. But that's what the call is. Going to put Farmer on the line to shoot three. Farmer traveled before he even got the shot up. So not nearly as good officiating crew as we had on Monday night at Dayton. I'll say that for sure. Farmer misses the first. Just 3/10 left. Warriors won't be able to grab it and shoot anyway. So you just don't want to allow a tip-in to happen. Second one, good by Farmer. Back to a six-point game. He'll have one more. He's got one more. And that one's good also. And so that'll do it for the end of the first half. 35-30. Warriors lead by five at the half here of this, what feels like a street fight after watching the Dayton Warriors game, which was so much more of a fluid basketball game. This one just has a knockdown, drag-out feel to it. But the Warriors hanging in there, up five at the half. All right, folks, we're going to take a commercial break and be back in just a moment. All right, welcome back to halftime. Warriors leading the Willamina Bulldogs 35-30 in this West Valley League showdown. Warriors were led in the first half by Dylan Stearns with 10, Brandon Wilson 7, Devin McShane 5, Clint Hatch and Jason Nelson with 4 each, Kodiak Yeager, Sam White with 2 each, and Derek Stearns with a point. For Willamina, it was A.J. Farmer with 10, Chance Kalawa with 9, Tanner Onside had 4, Ian Bruckner 3, Vanisek and Collins with 2 each. So we've got, about seven and a half minutes before I need to come back and talk to you anymore about the start of the second half. So we're going to take an extended break here. We'll be back in a few minutes with Amity Warrior Basketball. Don't go anywhere. Hey, welcome back to halftime here of Amity Warrior Basketball hosting the Willamina Bulldogs. Warriors lead 35-30 at halftime. Exactly the kind of game we were worried it might be. Very physical, a little slower pace than what the Warriors would like to play at. The officials are letting a lot go physically, and that's not to the Warriors' advantage, playing this team that has a bunch of defensive and offensive linemen for their post players. Warriors are going to need in the second half to be a little bit more disciplined on the offensive end. Make sure you're taking what the defense gives you, and don't give up any easy ones going the other direction. Make Willamina have to work for everything. Willamina will. They'll be patient. I really like the trap we saw there, that diamond of one trap the Warriors were running out there in the first half. Was very effective, especially late in the second quarter, and hopefully we'll see some more of that here in the second half. Hey, Stairs Auto Body offers professional repairs for all makes and all models of vehicles, but he specializes in GM products. From minor scratches to major collision repairs, Stairs Auto Body does it all. And they'll work with all insurance companies to ensure a smooth and high-quality process. Hey, don't put off what needs to be done to your vehicle. Come in and see Curtis for a free estimate. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99. At about 45 seconds to go here on the clock as they wind things down. Warriors are a loose-looking group here on the right, to my right on the sideline, and Willamina shooting around at the left end. Warriors had a couple of cheap fouls, questionable ones, that kind of came back to bite them a little bit. The last one where Farmer was shuffled his feet, didn't get called for the travel, went to put up a three before the buzzer. Looked to me like Kodiak Yeager got all ball on that. The official called a foul and put Farmer on the line to shoot three. He ended up making a pair of them, but kind of took a little wind out of the Warriors' sails there right before the first half buzzer. All right, Warriors basketball to get things started here in the second half. Warriors going left to right. Stearns, Wilson, Stearns, McShane and Hatch on the floor for the Warriors. Normal starting five. Wilson had a pretty good, he had a mixed bag there in the first half. He's pretty good, a little careless early, and then settled down and really started doing a good job of getting to the rim and taking good shots. Wilson now with the ball, right angle. We get things started here. His pass to McShane tipped by Farmer. McShane gets it, penetrates in, back out to Wilson. Wilson works left, now back right, gets past Farmer, gets in, lays it up, draws a foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And Bruckner showing some good sportsmanship, hustles over there to help up Wilson after a pretty hard foul. And that's Kalawa's third foul, just like that. And so Kalawa frustrated, saying, hey, what did I do? You know, I wasn't trying to bump him. I was trying to hold my position. And Coach Tony telling him, it doesn't matter. You're leaning into him. You're moving as he's getting to you. You got to stay vertical, and you can't move. Wilson hits the first. Wilson's become one of the better attacking point guards in the West Valley League. I think still, you know, the honor, the title of that goes to Zach Bernard, so nobody penetrates attacks better than he. Misses the second one. Wilson now 2 for 3 from the foul line tonight. Bernard's probably the best attacking point guard. Wilson might be number two now, though the Zralta kid from Horizon Christian, pretty tough also. But definitely the top three right there. Bruckner gets it to Milton. Milton working right. Man-to-man Warrior defense. Milton picks it up. Flips it back over left side to Bruckner. Bruckner back to Farmer now as he pops out high. Drives the right side. Hatch goes with him. He stops up and under. He draws the foul and lays it up and in. A tough shot. Clint went for the ball fake. Got himself in the air. And is the foul on Clint? It is. That is Clint's second foul? First foul of the game. There's no foul trouble for the Warriors at all, but that one kind of hurt. Farmer makes the shot. He's got 13 points in the game. It's just a three-point game here as the Warriors trade a single point for a three-point play to start things off. Wilson working left. Back out to Dylan Stearns. He penetrates, gets past the foul line, kicks it back to McShane. McShane fakes the three, drives. Now they rotate it back around. Wilson, little dribble drive, gets to the foul line. Bounce pass to Clint. Clint Bruckner to Milton out by the Warrior head. Now to Farmer. He swings it left side to Bruckner. Bruckner on top to Milton. Milton back to Bruckner. Left angle extended. Takes a deep 22-foot three. That one no good. And we're going to have a pushing foul on Dylan Stearns. He had a hand in the back of Milton, and he gave him a shove. A good call by the officials there. Sent Milton sailing out of bounds. Second foul on Dylan Stearns. 6:21 left in the third quarter. Bruckner trying to trigger it in. Finally gets it to Farmer on the baseline right side. Starts backing his way down. Gets doubled. Kicks it out to Milton. Warriors are doubling anything in the post, it looks like. I like that strategy. Bruckner works his way around by the center circle. Swings it left angle to Milton. Milton dumps it down to Kalawa with three fouls. Kalawa backs it down. Stearns. Dylan swats that ball away on the double team. Milton drives, kicks it out to Farmer. 23-footer hits it. Told you before the game, Farmer's their best real basketball player, and you can't leave him standing alone out there at three-point range. He can knock him down all night long on you. 30-second timeout taken by the Warriors. It's 39-36 Amity right now. Hey, see Tim Harsma at Country Financial to learn more about protection for the things in your life that matter most. And get started on a plan for a comfortable future. Contact Tim Harsman today at Country Financial, 503-565-2043. And since 1922, First Federal has been providing Yamhill County homeowners with secure and local home loan options. Their mortgages have been trusted by generations of homeowners and are managed locally by people you know. When you choose First Federal, your money stays in Yamhill County. Visit their Amity branch at 110 Maddox Street or go online, www.firstfedweb.com, to learn more. First Federal, they're here for you. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Warrior basketball, leading by three. Little defensive breakdown last time, leaving Farmer all alone. And he drilled the 22-footer. Wilson working on Farmer, goes left side. Dylan Stearns, three-pointer. Good! Dylan Stearns gets the three right back. That's his third one of the night. 42-36 Warriors. Farmer penetrates right side, gets in there, throws a bad pass, picked off by Hatch. He throws it ahead to Derek Stearns. Derek loses it to Dylan. Dylan shuffles it to McShane. McShane leaves it for Derek. Derek tried to flush that, couldn't do it. Nice attempt at the alley-oop, and Dylan Stearns gets the steal going the other way. Getting a little helter-skelter now. He's going to take it all by himself up at the left hand. He misses it. Derek Stearns with a putback attempt, and he draws the foul, and that is on Kalawa. That's his fourth. We talked about when Kalawa's out of the game, the Willamina team's not the same team. And he's about to head to the bench right now with four fouls as Onstock checks in. Nice hustle by Derek Stearns to follow that up, and he misses the foul shot. Derek's short on everything tonight, and Derek typically a good foul shooter, probably should be right around the 70% mark, which is not bad for a high school guy. And struggling there tonight, just one out of three. He's got one more, though. This one is perfect. He's been short on each of the first foul shots and nailed the second one. Bruckner gets it back to Milton, to Bruckner. Bruckner picks up his dribble, back to Milton, tipped by McShane. Milton gets it across half court just in time. Warriors trapping in this diamond of one. Now they drop into man-to-man. Milton with the ball center circle. Works right side to Farmer by the Warrior head. He drives baseline, loses the ball. It's going to be a pushing foul, I think, on Dylan Stearns. Had his hands down on Milton as Milton started to drive. I mean, on Farmer as he started to drive. Third foul on Dylan. Needs to be careful there. Bruckner to inbound far side of the court. Dumps it into Milton. Milton out by the three-point line, now out to Farmer. Farmer working his way to the left, swings it to Bruckner. Bruckner fakes the three, starts to drive, kicks it back to Onstott. Onstott back out to Bruckner. Traveled, got away with it, pulls up, takes an 18-footer, no good. McShane with the long rebound. Pushes it ahead to Dylan Stearns. Dylan going to attack all the way in, lays it up and good. And he's fouled! Farmer couldn't get there in time. That was a close one. I wasn't sure that Dylan wasn't going to pick up an offensive foul there, but he slithered by him, drew a little bit of contact, and they called it on Farmer. Dylan Stearns with a great basket, and he'll go to the line for one free throw, and a little short, and it comes off. Warriors struggling a little bit from the foul line tonight. Need to fix that. 45-36 Warriors. Bruckner goes down low to Onstott. Onstott turns to the basket. Nothing there. Gets it to Collins. Collins gets it out to Milton. Milton starts to drive baseline. Back out to Onstott. 17-footer. No good. Wilson with the rebound. Wilson looking ahead. Nothing there. Now he slows it down. Working between his legs a couple of times. Dribble drive. Pulls up at the foul line. Tries to lob to Hatch. And it's knocked away by Collins and saved to Onstott. Onstott to Collins off his shoulder, and Farmer gets it. 3:55 to go, third quarter. Warriors up nine. Farmer out to Bruckner. Left angle extended. Now he starts to drive. Back out to Milton. And ball knocked away. Milton diving on the floor to save it to Collins. Warriors getting handsy on their defense. You got to like that. You're going to pick up a foul here and there. But if you start tipping balls and getting loose balls, offenses have a hard time finding anything. Milton drives left side. Gets all the way to the basket. Lays it up and in. Bad job there by the Warriors. They didn't switch, or they did switch, but they shouldn't have switched, and the switch wasn't a very good switch, and so it left him alone. McShane to Wilson. Wilson drives the left hand down the left side, steps back, spins back to his right, and buries the 10-footer. What a nice move by Brandon Wilson. He was going hard left. He stopped, reverse pivoted back, spun back to the right hand, and knocked in the little 10-footer. Sweet move by the senior point guard. Farmer on the left angle, working on McShane, gets a little screen, works back to his left, kicks it out, Onstott, 17-footer baseline, hits it. He's got a nice little shot when he squares up. He doesn't really like to be with his back to the basket. He'd rather square you up, and he can hit that. 47-40, Derek Stearns right corner out to McShane, bounce pass inside to Clint. Clint spins back, and he's going to draw a foul. Good strong move by Clint in the low post. Foul's going to be on Milton. That's his first, fourth team foul on Willamina. It's going to be Warrior basketball out of bounds on the baseline. He's got to get a better passing angle. They'll try it again. Now he gets a screen from Derek. Works off of that. Pulls up. 15-footer. No good. Hatch with the rebound. Puts it up and in. Clint Hatch battling inside. He's got six in the game. Warriors are supposed to be a little confusion there. McShane thought they were pressing. Nobody else did. I'm not sure who's right, Devin or the other four. We'll find out probably next time down. Onstott backing his way down. Pivots back out to Bruckner. Bruckner on top for Colton. Colton drives the left hand, leaves it for Onstott, lays it up and in. That's a nice pass. Nice pass from Colton. Little pocket pass. Dylan Stearns, left wing, hits McShane. McShane from 12 hits it. Devin McShane turning and popping. Dylan Stearns with the assist. McShane only has 7 points in the game. And now there is no press. McShane now calling it off, making sure everybody's on the same page. Farmer working on McShane, pulls up for a three, and hits it. Wow. McShane right in his face. Six-point game again. Dylan Stearns, the other end, starts to drive. Goes out to Derek Stearns, now to Wilson. Wilson from 22. Good! Brandon Wilson with another three. That kid is feeling it from the field. the last week. Wow, what a shot by Wilson. A deep three there. Colton, right side. Gives it to Farmer. Farmer works off the Colton screen. Goes baseline behind the back to Onstott. Onstott, his shot blocked by Hatch. They both go to the floor. Farmer gets the ball on the loose rebound there. Gets trapped on the baseline. Throws it off of Hatch and out of bounds. Tell you what, I take the Farmer kid on my all-league. He probably won't make first team. He's got to be a second-team all-league kid. Probably not first team at the guard position. There's too many other good guards, but he's good. He pops a quick three there, no good. Derek with the rebound. Hands off to Wilson. Under a minute to go now. Throws it way ahead to McShane. He got a good look at a three. Doesn't take it. Dribbles to 15 instead. Buries it. Boy, Devin McShane has improved his pull-up jumper more than any other aspect of his game in the last year, I think. He is comfortable putting the ball on the floor, taking a couple dribbles off that three-point line, finding the soft spot in the defense, and just dropping it in. Such a soft shooting touch. We got a foul on Clint Hatch as Colton tries to drive on him. That'll be Hatch's second, I believe. 56-45, Warriors by 11 right now. Nelson in, Hatch out, so the Warriors get quite a bit smaller here. Derek Stearns still in the middle at 6'6", though. Nelson about 6'1.5", Dylan Stearns 6'3", McShane 6'2", and Wilson about 5'11". There's a corner three by Milton, and he hits it. He says something to his fans behind him. Well, I got this. Back to a 7-point lead or 8-point lead. Nelson at the other end turns around and hits an uncontested three. Jason Nelson, 59-48. The Warriors change threes there. Trade threes with the Bulldogs. 10 seconds to go. Farmer cut off by Stearns. Derek gets the screen. Could have been a double dribble there. They get it back. There's a pass inside off the hands of Vanasek, and then the ball swatted out of bounds by the Warriors. Hey, after three quarters, the Warriors bounce back, only up five after halftime. Now they're up 11, 59-48 after three quarters. We'll be right back after this message.
Thank you. My car's like new. Change over your car, start to do the same for you.
For auto body repairs, one name remains top of mind. J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts. It's the best option for collision repairs. Find us at jwcarstar.com and you can relax. We'll take it from here.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Contact Tim Harsma at Country Financial today to talk about how he can help ensure that the future you're dreaming of is something you can proudly own no matter what it looks like. To help protect what matters most, call Tim Harsma from Country Financial, 503-565-2043. 8 minutes to go in this one. Warriors extending that 5-point halftime lead up to 11 here to start the fourth. Kalawa's still on the bench with four fouls. Kalawa, a very talented big guy, not very disciplined, and is always in foul trouble. When he's in the game, he's devastating, but spends a lot of time on that bench. Vanasek swings it to Milton. Saves a bad pass there down in the corner to Colton. Colton drives, forces the action for three in the right corner as Farmer. He misses, gets his own rebound, forces it back up, no good. Milton with the rebound, puts it up, no good. Battle inside. And Onstott comes out of there with it. Farmer fakes a 25-footer. Now he drives, dumps it to Onstott. He's fouled from behind by Dylan Stearns. Boy, the Warriors had chances in there to come out of there with a rebound, and they just couldn't do it. Onstott will go to the line to shoot two free throws. That's the fourth on Dylan. I'm not sure if he's going to leave him in. He's not. Hatch is coming back in. Hasn't gone real deep on the bench today. Nelson, White, and Jaeger, only three deep on the bench for the Warriors tonight. Onstott misses the first. We'll have one more. So Hatch in, Dylan Stearns out. You know, when it gets sloppy, when you get a loose ball and all of a sudden people are losing their man and their rotation isn't very good, then a lot of times you end up with cheap fouls like that. Onstott misses a pair. Jaeger had the rebound knocked out of his hands. Oh, and they're going to say it was off Jaeger. Going to say it's off of Jaeger. Wow, that ball was ripped right out of his hands. So unless it hit a leg or something, Kodiak doesn't like it, but can't fix them all. Quick three-pointer by Farmer. No good. Onslaught back out to Vanacek. Boy, Warriors got to do a better job on the boards here. They're giving up way too many chances. And Colton drives. Jaeger blocks him into the baseline. Foul will be on Jaeger. That's his fourth foul. So Warriors have some foul trouble now. Both Jaeger and Dylan Stearns with four fouls. Jaeger will stay in there. Stearns getting some rest. Both Stearns getting rest right now. If the Warriors would do a better job on the boards, they wouldn't have these last two fouls. Farmer with the ball out top. Goes to Milton. Back to Farmer. Farmer to Vanacek. Swings it right side to Colton. Loves to drive left. Back out to Vanacek. Now to Colton. He drives left. Kicks it out. Leaves it for Onslaught. Onslaught picks up his dribble back to Farmer on top. Farmer drives left. Now cut off by White. Tries it again. White forces him back to the middle. Passes to Onslaught on the baseline. Hits the little eight-footer. Good ball movement. And they finally score. They had that ball for a minute and 15 seconds down there, I think. White starts to penetrate out to McShane. McShane hesitates, goes left, lays it for Hatch. Hatch leaves it short. He thought he had the basket. He just crawled off the edge of the rim. Perfect pass from McShane. And Clint just left it short. Farmer goes baseline, picks it up out to Milton. Milton looks at a three in the corner now to Vanacek. Vanacek to Milton out by the center circle, right corner now to Colton. Colton starts to drive out to Milton. Milton fakes the three. Starts, puts it on the floor, gets it into Onslaught. Onslaught turns up with the left hand and in. Warriors are having problems with that big guy. He's got 12 points in the game, and he's just doing whatever he wants down there. Nelson pulls up, misses the 10-footer. Jaeger high for the rebound. Back out to McShane. And we're going to have a foul on Jaeger. That's going to be his fifth. Boy, I fell for Kodiak. He was getting pushed all over the place. And they get him for a retaliation push down there. So, Jaeger done for the night. Derek Stearns back in. Seven-point game. This one's not over, folks. Warriors haven't been able to find any rhythm here in the fourth quarter. They've allowed 4 points, haven't scored yet. They're up by seven, 59-52. 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. Warriors back into some sort of a press here. I can't tell. I think it might be a diamond and one. Bruckner gets away with another travel. And we'll call that at all tonight. Farmer finally gets it across to Bruckner. Bruckner back to Farmer. Center circle. Pulls up. Fakes the three. Stolen away from behind by McShane. McShane gets it knocked away by Milton. And Milton gets a foul pushing from behind. So McShane gets a steal at one end and picks up a foul at the other. That's a 15 foul against Willamina, so it'll be Warrior basketball out of bounds. 5:38 to go, fourth quarter. Warriors nursing a 7-point lead. It's going to be a hard-fought win if they get it tonight. They get it into Nelson. Nelson goes baseline, pulls up, misses the short one. Derek Stearns misses the putback. Ah, Warriors not finishing at the rim. They've missed three bunnies here in the fourth quarter. They should have had two of those baskets and back up to an 11-point lead. Instead, it's a 7-point lead. They got to start finishing stronger. Farmer to Bruckner on the left wing, extended. Now he works out on top to Milton, swings it right side. Farmer fakes the 24-footer, gives it to Onslaught, top of the key. He starts to drive left hand, gets low, pivots a couple times, goes up, and puts it up and in. My goodness, we've had problems with him. 14 points. McShane takes a three at the other end. Looks good. Is Devin McShane right back at you with his first three of the night, and it's a 62-54 game. Devin may have to take over a little bit here in this game. He's been pretty quiet offensively so far. Bruckner drives right, leaves it out for Milton, a deep three, and he hits it. Right back at you. Milton with his second three. He's got 8 points. Nelson hesitates, drives, gives it back to McShane, fakes the three, drives, gets in the lane, steps through and scores with a little Euro step. And Kalawa is going to come back in. McShane has that Euro step down. And boy, he leaves the defense in the dust on that. 64-57, and Farmer loses the ball on the drive on the baseline. Wilson back in, Derek Stearns to the bench. So it's Wilson, McShane, Nelson, White, and Hatch. So probably the smallest lineup the Warriors have gone with all night, and Kalawa's in the game. Warriors may have some matchup issues here on the defensive end. Wilson says he's going to back it out. Coach Nelson says back it out, spread it out. Now he penetrates, spins, gets in the lane, keeps his handle, dribbles off of the screen, does a little curly kneel, gets all the way to the rim, lays it up and in! Brandon Wilson doing his best Globetrotter imitation, dribbling all over the floor, and then finally two Willamina players collide, and he ends up with a free lane, gets into the basket, takes it right into the chest of the defense, rolls it up over the front of the rim and in. We're going to have a full timeout, folks, taken by Willamina at 66-57 Amity, 3:47 to go in the fourth. We'll be right back.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Stairs Auto Body offers professional repairs for all makes and models of vehicles, specializing in GM products. From minor scratches to major collision repairs, Stairs Auto Body does it all. And they will work with your insurance companies to ensure a smooth and high-quality process. Don't put off what needs to be done to your vehicle. Come in and see Curtis for a free estimate. Stairs Auto Body, located behind Larson Motors on Highway 99. All right, Warrior fans, 3:47 to go. 66-57 Amity with a 9-point lead. Willamina basketball. Warriors man-to-man defense. Bruckner working on Wilson, kicks it over to Milton. Milton's hit a couple of big threes in this game. Now they go baseline to Colton, knocks down McShane out to Bruckner. He misses a three, and Hatch gets a great rebound and then throws it away. He was sitting on his rear end. He got knocked to the floor. No call. These officials have not controlled the paint on this game very well. Now Hatch gets a steal, though. They try to dump it in, and he gets a steal. There's a throw ahead to Nelson. Nelson takes it all the way in, up and under, and he's fouled. That's going to be five on Kalawa. That's five on Kalawa. He's out of the game. And he knows it. He was trying to do his best to stop that drive, but it doesn't matter. Chance Kalawa headed to the bench. You can't blame the kid for effort. So Nelson will go to the line to shoot two. What a great job, Brandon Wilson, throwing that ball ahead. It was a kind of a chaotic sequence there. Wilson, a good half around by Hatch, led to a knockaway. Wilson came out of there with the ball, almost got it stolen. Finally looked up the floor, found Nelson streaking down the left side. He takes it all the way in. Kalawa out of position to make the play. Nelson gets a pair of free throws. Warriors up 11, 3:17. Warriors back in their diamond and one press now. They're going to want to turn up. They're back in man-to-man. I take it back. I thought they were going to press. They're just in a man-to-man. Farmer tries to drive right, loses the ball, out of bounds, trying to do a little too much. Boy, you know, when Willamina was moving the ball and passing it and cutting and moving the ball, dribble drive and passing the ball, they were giving the Warriors problems. Now when they're trying to go one-on-one and not getting other people to move, they're having a lot more problems. Well, we've got a full timeout here, but we're going to stay here. So look at the rest of the Amity Warriors schedule here. Looks like they might be able to get this one tonight. They're up 11 with 3:05 to go, and they've got the ball. So then they're going to finish up their schedule with three games. The first one this Friday at Horizon, and then they're going to host Taft on Tuesday and Westside Christian next Thursday. So make sure you are, if you can't be here for those games or at Horizon Christian for the game, make sure you're tuning in and catching everything. And don't forget, we'll have the web broadcast with the video and audio together, the simulcast for those NFHS subscribers on the two home games. All right. Warriors coming out of this timeout. It's going to be Amity basketball. They're going to have it down at my far left underneath the Willamina basket. Wilson, White, McShane, Nelson, and Hatch. Jaeger fouled out. Dylan Stearns picked up four, but Coach Nelson's found five guys that seem to be able to work together here right now, and so you don't want to disrupt that. White to inbound. Lobs it into McShane. McShane, little hesitation. Now he pushes it ahead to Wilson. Wilson's going to attack all the way in. No foul. Hatch puts it back up. No good. Bodies all over the floor. McShane gets it, puts it up. He's no good. We got four bodies on the floor and no foul called anywhere. Unbelievable. Never seen anything like that. These officials have let way too much go in this game. They've forgotten how to blow a whistle on a loose ball foul. Willamette basketball. Warriors did get back on defense. Farmer starts to penetrate, loses it. That could have been a foul on White. Milton takes a deep three. It won't stay. White with the rebound. Nelson tipped it out of there. White gets it to McShane. Devin settles everybody down, pushes it ahead. That's a bad pass, but Nelson goes up and gets it. Nelson all the way to the rim, lays it up, comes up short. That was probably a good no call. We're just leaving way too many shots on the rim. Colton gets it to Milton, still an 11-point game. Milton, dribble drive out, gets it to Farmer, top of the key, right side. Now he starts to drive. That's going to be a reach-in on Nelson. That's a good call there. But they're letting way too much in the basket. Warriors had several point-blank attempts and just couldn't finish. Farmer hits the first. Farmer having himself a good game. He had 10 in the first half. He's got 9 here in the second half. He'll have one more free throw. Chance. Man, Sam White streaking the floor. Nelson came out of there with a rebound, just pushed it himself, and nobody got back with him. It was a 2-on-1 before you knew it. Farmer penetrates, scoops it up. It's in, and he's going to the line. He's got 21 in the game now. Draws the foul, I think, on McShane on this one. Nope, it's going to be on Wilson. 10-point Warrior lead, 1:48 to go. Here comes English back into the game as a shooter. And we're going to have a timeout taken by the Warriors. See if this is a full or a 30 here. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here. Hey, whether you're starting a new project or just in need of repairs, call the experts at McMullen Electric. Jed McMullen will make sure the job gets done right and at a fair price. You can trust this locally owned and operated company to treat you as a valuable client no matter what size the job. Call to get your electrical needs met, 503-435-9487. That's 503-435-9487. McMullen Electric, big supporter of Amity Athletics, as is Uncle Jack's Barbecue, First Federal, Country Insurance, and our newest supporter, Curtis Stairs at Stairs Auto Body. I want to make sure you support our loyal supporters. All right, folks. 10-point game, 70-60, 1:48 to go here in the fourth. Both teams over the limit. In fact, Warriors are going to be putting Willamina on the line for two free throws on every shot from this point forward as they've gone into the double bonus. Farmer at the line to try to complete the three-point play, and he does so. And then we've got a timeout. I'm not sure what's going on here. We've got something happening, and Bruckner walking off the floor. I'm not sure why. They had six guys on the floor. They had done a substitute, and they had a sixth person on the floor, so that should be a technical. He was in the game. That should be a technical foul, but we'll see what they call here. At the very least, and I'm not sure why the Willamina coach gets to have a private confab with the officials at his end of the floor, but this should be something. Scott Nelson now going to walk down there to find out what's going on. So, should be a technical. Let's see. It's going to be a technical for six players. Bruckner was not supposed to be on the floor. Apparently didn't know it. Came out of the timeout, was on the floor. So, maybe the best timeout I've ever seen called because it resulted in a technical on the other team. Not sure I've seen that. That's a great strategy by Scott. We'll have to see if he uses that in the future. So, Devin McShane will go to the line to shoot two free throws. Bruckner's free throw counts. McShane hits the first. Devin, a pretty quiet night overall. He had 5 at halftime. He's got 10 here in the second half. He's got another free throw coming, and that one's perfect. So, 16 points in the game for Devin, I think. My math is right. 11-point game, Warrior basketball, 1:48 to go. So, it's still Wilson, McShane, Nelson, Hatch, and White on the floor. This is a pretty good group in terms of handling the ball and being able to apply defensive pressure also. Wilson gets past his man, penetrates all the way in up with the left hand, misses that one, got right to the rim. No reason to really run that. Could have run some clock on that instead of shooting. Farmer pulls up for a 21-footer. That one's an air ball. Milton saves it on the baseline, kicks it back out to Colton. Minute 30 to go now. Colton working the right side, dribble drive. White with good defense. There's a steal by Wilson. White really caused that steal by playing great defense. Wilson takes it in. They kick it out now to McShane, and they'll run some clock. Minute 15 to go, 11-point game. McShane starts to drive, hands off to Nelson. Back to McShane. We got a foul on Farmer as he ran into Nelson. Trying to be a little aggressive there and make the Warriors make a mistake. So Nelson will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Nelson on the night, 2-for-2 from the foul line. And now he's 3-for-3. So he didn't jinx that one, folks. Nelson with 10 points in the game. Not a prolific score normally, but in a game where we needed somebody to really attack the rim, he's done that. He and Wilson both been excellent at that. There's a miss. Ball's loose on the floor. Nelson had it. And then Hatch comes up with it, takes it right to the rim, lays it up and in. Clint Hatch with a nice turnaround, flicks it up and in. And that'll about do it, folks. Under a minute to go, 14-point Warrior lead. They swing it around the perimeter. Colton finally drives, hits Onstott from the foul line. He finally missed one. Hatch with the rebound, hands it to McShane, and the Warriors will bring it up slowly. Bruckner still playing good defense man-to-man on McShane. McShane taking his time, drives, hands off to White. White now just in front of me here, drives past Milton, dribble drive, little weave, gets it out to Nelson. Warriors are happy to run the last 30 seconds of this game, and I think they will let them. So that's going to do it, folks. Warriors are going to get out of here with a 75-61 win. Players are starting to talk a little bit, give each other five. Bruckner, a good sportsmanship on his part. For Willamina, shakes hands with Wilson, Onstott. You don't see this very often, but all the players just shaking hands and talking to each other. Hard-fought game. And the officials let it be a little rough, but the players stayed good sportsmanship all the way through. You see lots of guys talking to each other and shaking hands. Good sportsmanship there at the end of that game. You don't see that very often. The last 15 seconds of the game, the players just taking time to shake hands there. All right, folks, final score here, 75-61. And I'll be right back with some point totals for you right after this message.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, and communications, as well as industrial control. That's D&D Electrical McMinnville. D&D Electrical employs only the most skilled tradesmen and women in the industry. All too often, companies seem to settle for whoever is available. At D&D Electrical, 90% of their employees have been employed there since they began their apprenticeship, and they're still there. This ensures you that you get the very best service from qualified people who care. 503-472-4003. Ready to go to work for you right now. D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. A little wrap-up here. Warriors win this one 75-61 against the visiting Willamina Bulldogs. Keep themselves sitting in second place nicely in the league. It's a tough-fought game. Willamina never gave up, played good defense, and played as physical as the officials would let them play. And I see Brandon Wilson talking to a reporter right now. And Brandon having another outstanding game for the Warriors, leading them in scoring tonight with 20 points. McShane with 16. Dylan Stearns, 15. Jason Nelson, 10. Clint Hatch, 8. Kodiak Yeager, 2. And Derek Stearns, 2. So great balance out of the Warriors tonight. Four guys in double figures. For Willamina, A.J. Farmer, 22. Tanner Onstott, 14. Chance Kalawa had 9 points but was in foul trouble all night. Didn't score in the second half. They got 8 points out of Brad Milton, 3 out of Bruckner, and 2 each out of Vanasek and Collins. Well, folks, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Next broadcast will be on Friday, coming to you from Horizon Christian. Please make sure you join us then. That one, especially on the boys' side, should be one whale of a game. That was the team that took us to double overtime here, and we'll have our work cut out for them there on their home floor. So until then, thank you for tuning in. Thanks for joining us tonight. Hope you enjoyed the game. We enjoyed having you listen. Have yourself a great night, and go Warriors!